Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in the UK say one of the two people killed in the Manchester synagogue attack may have been killed by a bullet fired by police. The attacker did not have a gun. The only shots were fired by police. The gunman also killed that way. Another victim of the attack was stabbed to death. Also from Britain, the Bishop of London, Sarah Mullally, has been named as the new Archbishop of Canterbury, the first time a woman has been selected as a spiritual leader of the Church of England. The Senate returns to session today, and a vote is expected on the budget. However, it's not expected to pass, meaning the government shutdown will likely continue.
The Senate returns to session later today. But Majority Leader John Thune says if Democrats don't fund the government by tonight, lawmakers will be sent home for the weekend, stretching the shutdown longer.
That's ABC's Johnny Fernandez in Washington. Sean Diddy Combs will be sentenced today. Prosecutors want 11 years behind bars. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Federal workers all over Wisconsin are not on the job as they're caught in the government shutdown. There are about 18,000 federal staffers scattered across the state, and many of them may be furloughed. That includes staff of the Social Security Administration who help people figure out and process benefits, and about 200 workers at the U.S. Forest Service Products Laboratory that's off University here in Madison. And even once lawmakers come to an agreement and federal work resumes, staff's jobs are not guaranteed. President Donald Trump said he was considering laying off, quote, a lot, end quote, of federal workers during the shutdown. And today wraps up the World Dairy Expo. Every year, thousands of people come from all over the world to the Alliant Energy Center. There are show cattle, new tech, cheese competitions, and even yodeling. It's the 58th year of the event. However, it's the first one with the new hotel open. There's only one hotel technically on the campus of the Alliant Energy Center, and it was being renovated for about 6 months. Now it's open as Spark by Hilton. The new interior fits in with the county's goal to make the Alliant Energy Center even more of a destination than it is now. And as part of that goal, the county is looking for a private partner to help pay for more renovations at the Alliant Energy Center, specifically its centerpiece, the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. It can hold about 100,000 people, but one estimate shows it needs about $125 million worth of work. County Executive Melissa Agard says by asking for a private partner, they'll be able to complete renovations faster. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
And more news anytime at WMDX.com and civicmedia.us.
It's the Cubs and the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers will face the Chicago Cubs tomorrow in Milwaukee for Game 1 of the divisional playoffs. Last night, the Cubs eliminated the Padres 3-1 at Wrigley Field. Cubs manager Craig Counsell on having to play his former team, the Brewers, at American Family Field.
Well, they're going to be fired up. They've had the best team in baseball this year. They feel like they have a chance to play in the World Series with this team. So they're rested. It's going to be a great atmosphere.
First pitch tomorrow in Milwaukee at 1:08 p.m. College basketball, former Badgers player Brad Davison has been hired as an assistant coach for the men's basketball team. The 26-year-old has played in the European League the past 4 years. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
I felt somebody with his background, his youthfulness was important, his experience, and I felt that's what would help our staff.
That's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
No fear here, just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
The World Dairy Expo is underway in Madison, and tariffs, how they're affecting agriculture. We'll discuss it all with Midwest Farm Report Director Pam Yonke next time.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
Now, what he said.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yes, it's WMDX, 92.7 John and Gordy in the morning, and we're hanging out here in the morning. As long as allowed by the federal government, as long as they don't cast their eye this way, we're good, and we're very happy that each and every day we're able to do this.
Yes, we are.
And to bring you the latest news and commentary, and the hopes that in the not too distant future we won't be broadcasting from some kind of FEMA camp of some sort, or prison cell.
Now, happy Friday morning to you. Rise and shine, shake a leg up and at 'em.
You're so top positive. Of the morning I keep losing the internet on my computer here. I don't understand it. Yeah.
Mine's working okay. You see, there were ICE arrests reported in Madison yesterday.
Yeah.
Seven people were arrested by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Northeast Madison.
Thank God. You know, I thought, when are they going to get here?
Well, they're here.
We've got trouble, and they're not paying attention to Madison. Wow. Okay. You know, this isn't right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So it's Friday. That's a good thing.
It's a great, great
it's going to be
great
hot
Friday, day. I guess. It's going to be hot today. But by the way, there's a prediction that tomorrow it's going to be a record high.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And then Sunday, of course, we have our walk to end Alzheimer's at Warner Park. It's going to be warm, mid-80s, I think. And should be pretty good. Good walking weather, anyway. And, and the Cubs. Cubs are in the playoffs.
Yeah,
I'm sure you watched the game yesterday, right, John?
No,
you didn't see it. You missed it.
I heard my wife listening.
It was on ESPN.
I know. I heard it.
Okay,
I heard it. Look, I like the play-by-play announcers for the Cubs.
Oh, sure, Pat and Ron.
Yeah,
Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer.
I think they're really good.
They're excellent. Yes. Yeah. So the Cubs take on the Brewers beginning tomorrow with that series in Milwaukee. It's a 5-game set.
Are we giving away tickets for that? Do we need...
I don't think we have tickets for that, at least not that I'm aware of yet.
Well, Gordy, would you still go if they make it far in the playoffs? Would you go to a game?
Of course I would.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you turn down tickets?
What?
Would you turn down tickets if you had an opportunity to go?
No, I would accept those tickets.
Would you ever?
No. Yeah, I even got whatever, my Cubs hat on.
Whatever that contest was that we used to do.
Would you rather?
Oh, would you rather? Would you ever?
Put that one on the shelf for a while. 9 minutes past the hour, and...
Well, we got a question here. Bud texted us and said, did I just hear in a news report that the Coliseum can hold 100,000 people? He goes, I don't think so.
Where well, did that come from?
I don't think
What's
it
he talking
does.
About?
I don't know.
You mean the Alliance Center Coliseum?
The
old Dane County Coliseum?
So, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't think it holds that many.
Where Dairy Expo is taking place, right?
That's right. The World Dairy Expo. Yes. Yeah. In fact, we're going to be talking to Pam Yonke in about 10 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. Get an update on that. And also, of course, Rocker will be here with a Maxine preview in our next hour. And we'll check in with Savannah Tomei Olson. And it's our last day for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest.
Excellent.
Yeah. So one more chance today.
One more.
Well, several chances throughout the day. But,
several
you know,
chances.
7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock. I don't know. It goes... goes on and on.
It does go on and on.
But, yeah, plenty of chances to still get in to win those tickets. Yeah. Okay. What do we got? Yes. What? Ice in Madison? Yes. Yes. That was the report.
Happened?
That's on
did
the it, news.
Did they rappel from helicopters overhead? Oh, my God. Can you believe that happened in Chicago?
Oh, I know.
We'll get to that story in a bit. Yeah.
But, yes, ICE was in Madison yesterday, and they arrested 7 people in the northeast side of Madison.
Yeah.
That's the word we're hearing this morning. Let's see. We're getting some more texts in here.
Just hoping an urban assault vehicle like the one in Stripes doesn't show up at my house.
Stripes. What a great movie.
That or Black Hawk helicopters, again, rappelling down to invade your home.
Right.
An entire apartment complex in Chicago.
Yeah.
Which is just so extreme, so overwhelming to take these individuals out of the apartments and put them in trucks.
Mm.
The kids in trucks.
I know.
Half naked people in trucks out of bed, just rappelling down, take them out of their apartments and put them in trucks. That's the thing here is we're not talking about immigration anymore. We're talking about this is the way our society is treating the American public now. This is what's happening in this country. This is that next step, and it's a very, very fast pace that they're going on.
Yeah.
So, we try to add some humor to all of this, but sometimes it's really frustrating.
Well,
you know?
It's not funny.
I know. It's just outrageous.
It's outrageous, and it's sad.
Yeah.
It's awful. Yeah.
So there are little bits of...
What? What's up?
What?
What's going on?
God. I don't know. I can't stay on the internet here. I don't know what's going on. I'm
what,
losing,
really? Are
I'm
you getting knocked off?
Internet I'm fine,
connection
yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, mine's working.
I had like
okay.
5 stories I wanted to talk about very quickly here. It just keeps going in and out and in and out. Okay. Medicare users could soon lose perks that they love, and that is choosing their doctor. They may not be able to choose their doctor anymore. It might be just the healthcare companies deciding who you see and when you can see them. You got to get pre-approval. This is the new revamped Medicare. What they're trying to do now is they're trying to cut costs. Anytime you hear that from the administration, especially this one, you know that you're going to lose a whole bunch of stuff. Now, they're saying this is very close to Medicare Advantage, which is the private version of Medicare, and they offer more perks with Medicare Advantage. I've actually enjoyed it over the last 5 or 6 years, but I'll tell you what, they are denying a lot of claims.
Mm.
And so that's the kind of screening process they're going to put Medicare into now. And if the doctor doesn't think you should see a specialist and you think you need to,
yeah,
they can turn you down and you can't see that specialist. And
great.
This is a cost-cutting measure by the administration. cost cutting and health care doesn't go together in my book.
No.
All right. So this is not a good thing.
It's awful.
Now, this is outrageous, if anything. So, I don't know. This cost-cutting thing is really driving me crazy because they're killing programs, and we're going to get into why they're going after Democratic, liberal states, blue state programs, and funding is just if you're going to run a campaign for the midterms, I don't think that's going to be a plus. You know, I cut blue state funding.
Yeah.
I heard a whole bunch of people in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yay! I can't see it. I don't see that.
Yeah. Well, the government shutdown continues.
Yeah.
Day three here. Yeah. Nothing's changed overnight.
Well, you know, the billionaires are at it again. This is another quick story that finally the page came up. Apple has removed the ice tracking app that they had at their site.
Oh, really?
After Trump pressured them. I for some reason remember how much they complained. They still complain about how Biden pressured big tech to take down or try to tamp down misinformation on the internet, right? Remember that? You can't do that. That's censorship, right?
Right. Yeah.
Apple removed the ice tracking app after Trump and the AG pressured them to do so. So here we go. What they can do, they have a separate policy for MAGA, and they can do anything they want. We have another policy over here, and we are under their thumb, the iron fist of the MAGA.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just angry.
Can we start over?
They zip-tied kids in Chicago.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah. I know.
Make us happier just from knowing that. Removing the ice tracking app. I don't know. Maybe you can still get it someplace else. Maybe Google has it.
Maybe. Referring back to this urban assault vehicle, like the one in Stripes.
Yes.
That's such a great movie. I love the part where they just say, "Lighten up, Francis." And you got to go into Czechoslovakia. It's just like going to Wisconsin. Some great lines in that movie.
Yeah, yeah. It
Bill
was
Murray
a great
best.
Movie.
John Candy.
I just saw that there's no ice app that you can't get anywhere. You can't get the tracking app anywhere on any device.
Yeah.
But you can get, there's an ICE immigration alert only on Android that you can get, which is crazy. But
that might be the app though.
Maybe that's it.
It's just an alert. Yeah. Maybe it is. But
okay, just an alert.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, by the way, I mentioned before our walk to end Alzheimer's is this Sunday. We are inching up to our goal. We still have a long way to go, though. We're up 51% now.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is just $1,000. We're at $506, but we're going to encourage you to help us out here today. This is our last day to be able to reach out. Of course, the walk is this Sunday at Warner Park. It starts at 10 a.m. You can get there a little earlier. There's going to be a lot of speakers and a lot of research material and things that you can find out about Alzheimer's, and it's really a good time. We did it last year. We're going to do it again this year. If you would like to help us out, go to WMDXradio.com, find the Alzheimer's link on the image carousel. That's at the top of the page. Should be the image there, the first image, and you can join us by clicking on that image, and it's purple.
It is?
Yeah, I didn't know. I'm colorblind. I didn't know it was purple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was blue. So just click and sponsor our walk for Alzheimer's. What am I leaving out here, Tom? Did I get it all? Click on the Join in Giving image. That should take you to our page on ALZ.org. Mm-hmm. So you can donate right to our page, the WMDX radio page. We're a little over halfway now, $506. Hey, chip in $5 or $10. It all counts.
So the link is the first visual on our website?
It's at the carousel at the top. I
I didn't find it at the first image. I think it was the third or fourth
image. It's
anyway, it's called the carousel because it goes round and round. So you gotta,
I was going to say, and no one knows what that is. I was trying to figure it out when you first told me, but I thought, yeah, that makes sense.
Yep, it's the second image. It's
pictures
purple.
That flip.
It's the second image.
Second image, yeah.
On the website, yeah.
All right. 19 past the hour. When we come back, we'll check in with Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, and find out what's happening at the World Dairy Expo.
Madison, Wisconsin. More lakes, more bikes, better radio. WMDX.
Get monster savings during October at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Save hundreds off mattresses, platforms, bed frames, sheets, pillows, and plenty more. American-made, locally crafted. Check out monster savings all month long at Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity. Especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hearing loss is frustrating. If you're not sure what others are saying in conversations because of loud background noise, why not call Madison Hearing Aid Center? 608-249-4077 is their number. They offer fast and flexible appointments. Talk to Jim or Sarah. They're helping people change their lives with better hearing. Get a free hearing test online at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. That's madisonhearingaidcenter.com. 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Tell them John and Gordy sent you.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
In Madtown.
Johnny Gordy in Madtown.
Yes.
Beautiful morning in Madison. Overlooking State Street, no leaf blowers, no sidewalk buffers.
No.
Not yet anyway. It's still pretty dark out there, but we've got some high temperatures coming today. High around, 88 degrees?
Yes.
Maybe a record high tomorrow as well. This is, what do they call it, an Indian summer?
I think they call it global warming. Yeah.
Oh.
But it's similar, Indian summer.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Okay, global warming, that's even more positive and makes me just smile when I think about it.
It's 23 past the hour, and it's going to be nice all day long.
You know what I'd like to do is, the reason we put CJ on is to find out what MAGAs are thinking, why they think the way they think, and I have a whole bunch of questions I'd love to ask at this point, especially about climate change.
Hmm.
And I was thinking about that this morning. Climate change is one of those things that there's overwhelming support for the idea of climate change.
In the scientific community, yes.
But the scientific community also has those naysayers who are saying, well, it's the biggest hoax ever perpetrated on the rest of the world. Oh, God.
And they still believe that.
I hate that line. Yes, they do believe that. Here's the thing I'd like to ask, you know. Why do megas think they can drag us down with them? Take us with them into this climate hellscape that we're entering.
Right.
That's what I want to know. I want to know why they think they can take us down with them.
Mm-hmm.
And what pleasure they receive from doing that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, that's something to ponder, but first, let's go to Pam Yockey, the fabulous farm babe.
I didn't see that. I didn't see the phone up here, so we're good.
She's joining us via StreamYard this morning. Good morning. Good morning, Pam.
Believe me, I didn't know where we were going either. I was starting to rifle through my notes quickly to figure out if I could compliment what John talked about.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, I am one of those sitting in the dark and sweating already at World Dairy Expo. That heat that you allude to, though, guys, has really been quite an issue for a lot of the livestock operators out here.
This is
just flat out too hot. This was not expected. And so they have had to turn to all kinds of technology, both purchased and just dreamt up, to try to keep these animals cool. You know, you got to remember, a cow's average body temperature is 102. That's when she's healthy.
I didn't know that.
She loves temperatures that are more in the mid 40s. That is when she feels her best.
Mm-hmm.
So when they start showing stress, they just don't walk as nice. They're like the rest of us. You just don't look your best. And so there's been all kinds of investments. I'd love to know what the local cash receipts look like at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and places like that, because they've been buying what we call swamp coolers, which is basically dehumidifiers that can kind of kick out air conditioning right next to the cow. So anything that they can do to try to keep these animals comfortable. Barn fans are going crazy. The Alliant Energy Center and its electric bill is probably just spinning at the speed of sound.
Yeah.
And they're just doing what they can to try to keep these animals. They're all going to be well taken care of, but they are going to be on their way into the show ring. Some of them are already at the wash rack. Today is the big day. At about 4 o'clock this afternoon, we will announce the Supreme Champion. And there's a bunch of Wisconsin cows that are still in the running for that. And then after that is done, they will actually release the cows. And then it's up to the people that own them if they decide they want to put them on the truck and try to move them, or if they're going to stay on grounds and try to use the facilities that are available to keep those animals comfortable. So it's going to be an interesting 24 hours to see exactly how these dairymen from across North America decide to manage it.
Yeah.
So then today is the last day for all of this.
Right.
So it wraps up late this afternoon. And then do they start heading out of town right away, or do they wait till tomorrow?
Yeah.
They
will. Some will, especially those that are, you know, maybe just a few hours from home. Those that are going to be, think about it. A lot of those semi-trailers are not air conditioned. They keep the slats open so that the wind comes through, but a lot of them are not air conditioned. Mm. So they may wait until dark, because obviously it's cooler at night, and then take them halfway if they're going to Canada, or take them halfway if they're going to California or something like that. But they're really going to have to watch these temperatures. And to your point, I think I saw projections for temperatures near 90 tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's not just Wisconsin. That's going to be around all the upper Midwest. So they really have to strategically plan how they're going to get these animals home once the show concludes. Yes, today is the last day. 9 until 4 are the official hours. And then, like I said, if you want to watch online, World Dairy Expo's got Expo TV if you want to see the Supreme Champion at about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay. All right. That sounds great.
Okay. Well, I hope things go well on this last day there, because that's how's attendance been this year? It's always pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I won't say it's fantastic, because the weather is too good. A lot of Wisconsin farmers, for example, stayed home to take care of field crops. But I think everybody's very happy. And despite milk prices, it's pretty upbeat. Next week, we can talk about some of the other hot topics that got attention, which yesterday was immigration reform, and also talking about what the federal government shutdown means to farmers. So we can pick that baton up and toss it next week, boys. But
okay.
I'm sorry, John, that I I disemboweled your climate change. You had a good thing going there, man. You were like going ready for the closing arguments, and then, oh, here's Yankee.
Oh,
sorry
yeah,
about
that's
that.
Right. Yeah, I usually just go by what I see up on the screen, and I saw just a black spot. I thought, well, you weren't there yet. I was just trying to fill some space.
Okay.
But yeah, I do get frustrated.
I'm a black spot here at World Dairy Expo. That is true. I am a black spot at World Dairy Expo.
Oh, come on.
You're a ray of sunshine.
You are the fabulous farm babe. No doubt about
all
it.
All right, Pam. Thank
Pam,
you.
Pam, thank you so much.
Have a good weekend. Okay. Talk to you Monday.
We'll talk to you Monday. Very good. That's Pam right. Yockey, fabulous farm babe. In fact, the Midwest Food and Farm Report straight ahead. And then when we come back, Idiocracy for this Friday morning on WMDX.
WMDX in the Mad City, Four Lakes, State Street, and 9,000 hemp shops. The Lakes, the Capitol, the UW, the radio station, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome in on a Friday morning. I'm Stephanie Hoff, and this is the Midwest Farm Report. Today, we're bringing a story straight from the show ring at World Dairy Expo. Meet Cammie Dorn, one half of Cadence Farms in New Glarus, Wisconsin. Together with her husband, they milk about 65 registered Guernsey cows in a tie stall barn while also working 500 acres of row crops. This year, their dedication paid off in a truly unforgettable way. Their cow, Cadence Farms Lovely, was named Grand Champion and Senior Champion of the International Guernsey Show.
I mean, this means everything. These are the goals, right? I mean, you put in the effort of working with them regularly. The cow that won Grand was bred by my in-laws, Dennis and Mary Kay. I mean, it's a dream come true to see your cow shine out there. When my family sold out in 2017, I took some of their cows and joined his family farm. So we have like three prefixes under one family farm. And to see his cow win Grand, his side of the family, and then my side of the family cow won Reserve Grand, to see both of our families tie in together and win the show was just, I mean, what more could you ask for?
Cammie Dorn of Cadence Farms in New Glarus. Find more World Dairy Expo coverage at MidwestFarmReport.com. I've got more agribusiness news on the way.
Maybe you remember finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too much carnival food. We all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to share the fair story. We're accepting entries now, and there are cash prizes. To enter and see full contest details, visit MidwestFarmReport.com.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
A case of highly pathogenic avian influenza, or H5N1, has been confirmed in a commercial poultry flock in Jefferson County. The virus does not pose a risk to the food supply. There have been no detections in Wisconsin's dairy herd. In other news, October is Cooperative Month. Here at World Dairy Expo, we're talking with a few of Wisconsin's 700-plus cooperatives, such as Organic Valley, Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, and Farm First, to name a few. From the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'll be joined by State Representative Lee Snodgrass, who's joined with Democrats to introduce a bill that makes it a requirement for elected officials to spend some time working on elections. What a novel idea.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Dumb all the time.
24/7.
What it's all about, really. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're on the shutdown. This is John and Gordy in the morning on WMDX 92.7.
It is 6:35. Nice, clear skies this morning. It's going to be a hot one, though. Temperatures topping out in the upper 80s for today. Right now, 60 degrees. Want to remind you once again, hey, today is the last day for our Go for the Green and Gold contest. We'll have that opening up right after 7 o'clock, and we'll also be checking in with Savannah Tomei Olson around that time. And our Alzheimer's walk is this Sunday. Go to wmdxradio.com, find the Alzheimer's link on the image carousel. It is the first image that you will see as that carousel goes around and round. Just click on the Join Us in Giving image. That will take you to the ALZ.org page, and you can donate right there. We have a goal of $1,000. We're a little more than halfway there now, but we still have a long way to go. So any donation is welcome. No donation is too big or too small. So jump on that right now, WMDXradio.com, and help us out for the walk to end Alzheimer's.
All right.
Which is this Sunday at Warner Park.
Yeah. Shutdown time, and everybody's wondering where we're going to go next with this thing, because it appears that the administration is not going to negotiate with the Democrats at all anything at all.
That seems to be the case.
They're drawing the line. And it's a really good indicator as to what they really want to accomplish and what they want to do. This has been something that they just can't drop. They can't get. They want to kill health care for the American public. It's just hard for me to even grasp this, but they've hated Obamacare since it began, before it began. They hate it, and they tried to kill it so many other times.
50 or 60 times officially in Congress.
You know, here we are. Now they have an opportunity to kill it, but kill it in a way that, you know, is kind of voluntary by making it too expensive for people to buy. So that's the way they're going to kill the Affordable Care Act, the ACA, Obamacare. And they're not going to come back to the table. They don't want to negotiate this one particular item because this is their chance to do away with this. And I've heard so many times these other Republicans talking about, well, let's just go to a free market system where there's competition. Let's do that. We have had that in the past.
Didn't work.
It did not work.
No.
And then I heard one of them, we'll play the cut later, but I think they said something like, well, you know, people should understand how expensive health care is. What? Really? Well, I didn't know that. Oh my goodness. Gee, what a revelation. Is it expensive? My goodness sakes. I don't know where that person is living, what world they're in, or they've just had company employment health care.
Oh, there's still some of that,
yeah.
Yes.
There's a lot of that. Yeah. But the people that work for companies that supply health care, they're completely shielded, insulated from the prices. Mm. They don't know anything about it. And corporations and businesses, small businesses especially, can't afford the premium prices that are going up. It's not just going to be so expensive that people won't be able to get it on the Affordable Care Act. Businesses won't be able to sign up for it because it's way too expensive. And they may even cut back on a lot of the things that they get as benefits. So this thing, they are going to kill the Affordable Care Act by making it too expensive. And I have mentioned this. We've been talking about it, haven't we? For
since
the last
day
four
one.
Or 5 months
yeah,
on this
well,
thing.
Well, sure.
Well, yeah, before this became an issue. But we've been talking about the fact that Democrats have to go out there and fight for the premium support. They also have to fight for universal health care. That is the solution to all of this, not the free market, not the way it used to be, which was a disaster. That's why we have the Affordable Care Act and pre-existing conditions covered. They want to go back to a system where they weren't covered, where you paid more if you were sick.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this is a huge issue, and we're not seeing them come to the table to negotiate this. They want to see this happen, and we're going to be in shutdown mode for a long time.
And we got a text here from Mark in the SAC. He says, and all these politicians get their health care paid by us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's another
good
thing
point.
We've been beating to death on this show.
Yeah.
Why don't the Democrats say, look, we should discontinue the political people's insurance policies, all politicians' insurance policies.
Yeah.
Get rid of it. And until they come up with something for us, they don't get it either.
Right.
We shouldn't pay for their health care if they're going to keep health care away from us. And they're using it as a hammer to beat us to death here and take away everything that we possibly have, all our benefits, all of the government services. Because of the shutdown, they're going to cut even more and more funding to the states. They're already doing it, especially to the blue states. Again,
yeah,
they're
targeting the blue states.
Great campaign slogan.
Yeah. And they want to get rid of jobs, you know. They want to fire more federal workers,
yes,
too.
Yes.
All that on top of that. You can call us right now. Phones are open, 608-879-8255.
There were a lot of predictions about the shutdown and everything. Ezra Klein put out his thoughts on it. Let's listen to what he said a while back before the shutdown.
In about 3 weeks, the government's funding will run out. Democrats will face a choice. Join Republicans to fund a government that Trump is turning into a tool of authoritarian takeover and vengeance, or shut the government down. Democrats faced a version of this choice 6 months ago.
The chainsaw for bureaucracy.
We were in the full muzzle velocity stage of the presidency.
More mass firings in the U.S. government.
Froze federal funding on projects across the country.
He is taking retribution.
The law firms have to behave themselves.
Sweeping tariffs. But why Canada?
And Democrats at that moment seemed completely overwhelmed and outmatched.
We will win.
I kept hearing people say they lacked a message. But that's not what they lacked. What they lacked was power. They didn't have power. They didn't have the House or the Senate, but they did have one sliver of leverage. In order to fund the government, Senate Republicans needed Democratic votes. Not just one or two votes. They needed at least seven Democrats to reach that magic 60-vote threshold in the Senate.
All eyes are on Democrats and what they'll do.
I'm not going to tell you I'm sure Democrats shut down the government. I'm not. At the same time, joining Republicans to fund this government is worse than failing at opposition.
Yeah, yep.
That is complicity. Democratic leaders have had 6 months to come up with a plan. If there is a better plan than a shutdown, great. But if the plan is still nothing, act normal and hope for the best, then Democrats need new leaders.
Well, I'll go along with that.
Okay.
They need new leaders.
Yeah.
And I think Ezra brings up a really good point on all of that. But also, Senator Alyssa Slotkin brought up a good point on it. This was, again, a while back, but this was her suggestion. This is cut 49. And let's hear what she had to say.
All right.
A lot of Michiganders, probably most Michiganders, are going to be getting notice this fall of a significant rate increase in your private insurance. What I'd encourage you to do is get that letter that you're going to get, black out your address and your name, and post that online. I want people to understand that the rate increase that you're getting is because of what the president has decided to do on healthcare in this country, and we shouldn't take that lying down.
Great ideas.
Yeah, that's a terrific idea.
Post your bill.
Yeah.
How that bill went up.
Yeah, but block out your information.
It'll freak out a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the way to go. This is the grassroots version of fighting back against these crazy.
Brutal
people.
So you have two sons living at home.
Yeah.
Are they both under the age of 27?
Is that the cutoff? Well, 26 to be on the family plan, but one is 26, the other is 23. But here's the thing: they're on Badger Care at this point.
Oh, sure.
Because we have businesses and we deduct all the money and, you know, the net income is still below and where we still qualify for that, at least for them.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is on the ACA and, of course, they are too, but through Badger Care.
I see.
That goes away if any of this is to continue. If the MAGAs get their way, a lot of this is going away. Now, the Badger Care, which is Medicaid, that goes away after the midterm elections. Mm-hmm. They didn't have the courage to put it in place before the midterm elections.
No, of course not.
So they're going to delay it and put it after. They've already put it after the election. So you'll be surprised and angry, but it'll be too late. You've already elected these Republicans to continue destroying our government and not providing health care for you and your family. So, yeah, this is a big deal. That's why I'm fighting this. I've always thought we should have universal health care. Bernie Sanders has been talking about it ad nauseum for at least 3 or 4 decades.
Yes. Right.
Every other country in the world says it's a great idea, yet Republicans have the balls, the nerve to go out and say, well, we don't want a universal system. That's crazy. You know, it's like, no, every other country has it. What is wrong with you? They haven't. Collapse. Those countries aren't, you know, socialist bastions of craziness. Everybody has it. It's a way to stabilize the economy in those countries, stabilize what people think about their countries, and certainly gives a tremendous amount of comfort to families knowing that they're covered and they won't have major bills to pay and spend all of their hard-earned money that they put together for their college funds, all that stuff, and with one emergency, a healthcare emergency, you spend it all and you don't have it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This is to keep the middle class in their place. We can't move up. This is destroying mobility, upward mobility.
Let's go to the phones. Matt is on the line. Good morning, Matt. Go ahead.
Morning, guys. I just wanted to bring up this, you know, we're suffering with this ICE militarism because we have spent more on the military over the last 40 years than we have spent on anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a bunch of boys with toys. They have too many toys. And that's why we can't have universal health care. Every other country makes the choice. Are you going to take care of your people or are you going to make a bunch of weapons? And China now has a military that can challenge us, but they've only spent a fraction of what we've spent. So they're clearly smarter and more strategic, but they also care about sustainability. We don't. And they don't have to worry about Christian fanatics that just believe stuff because they're raised to just believe stuff. And they believe they can compete with countries that have 3 times as many people.
Yeah,
and it's crazy.
It
so
is
that's
crazy.
That's why we are here. You have to stop funding this military jobs program.
Yeah.
Good point.
All right,
that's
man.
Why we're here. We're suffering because we keep pouring money into these weapons and toys.
We got to take a break here, Matt, but thank you very much for that input. You're right on.
Thank you, Matt. We've got more calls waiting. We'll get to those when we come back with John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You'll find monster savings during October at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Save on adjustable bases, now 30 to 50% off. Prepare for a sleep sanctuary like no other with their amazing accessory offers. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Allure Intimate Apparel redefines what it means to feel confident, celebrating every woman, every shape, and every size. Their expert bra fit specialists offer a refined, pressure-free experience designed for comfort, beauty, and ease. Bra, sleepwear, swim, and lingerie, Allure has it all. With a personalized touch and a commitment to service, Allure helps you feel supported every single day. Visit Allure's new location in the Hilldale Shopping Center, where bra fittings are their focus. Visit AllureFits.com. That's AllureFits.com.
Find what you love, love what you find. A total wine and more, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping. When they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to the Age of Stupid. Stupid. Welcome to the Age of Stupid.
It's so frustrating, it really is.
Yeah.
WMPX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. Check us out on the Civic Media app as well, and choose WMDX. Text note us, whatever you're going to do, just give us a call. I don't care anymore. No, we want to hear from you.
Of course we do.
I am so tired of talking about this.
Well, yes, we want everybody to let us know how they feel about
things. The biggest frustration for me is that we've been talking about this for the last 3 weeks, begging the Democrats. Remember, I wanted to talk to the head of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin just to make sure. I mean, they changed. But yeah. I wanted to make sure that they got on board with going for universal health care and to tell everybody they're trying to save the Affordable Care Act.
Some sort of light at the end of the tunnel.
And they all just started doing it two or three days before the shutdown. That's not soon
Come
enough.
On, man.
That's not building up to this.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let's go to the telephone lines and let somebody else do the talking.
Good morning, Joe. Go ahead. Please, take it away.
I think one of the things that's happening is this desire for clarity, at least what I'm hearing from you and what I'm feeling myself. Save the ACA. I mean, everybody knows somebody who's got a family member or a friend on it. Just really simple, save the ACA. When you spoke of the, I'm sorry, I don't remember the representative or the official from Michigan who said, post your insurance bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Post the bill so people can see it. And I think there's also the Democrats could do something with, okay, here are people's medical bills now. Here's what they're going to look like after the midterms if we don't change who's in this, the House and the Senate. Mm-hmm. Here's what your bill is going to look like. I thought that I don't know if you focused on this or not. I think you have the Congressperson Dean, Madeline Dean, who cornered Speaker Johnson about Trump's terrible performance and how this guy is sliding down the hill, sliding into the rat hole.
I'll play that next for you. Okay, yeah. I'll play that
okay,
for you.
Yeah, and I think what she says in there is so clear
and
concise. Yep. And at one point she says, our enemies are laughing. That needs to be repeated again and again and again. And it's clear and it's simple.
Yeah.
So same way, Save the ACA is clear and simple. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joe. Well, let's play that. It's cut 18. And again, this is Madeline Dean. She's a representative. Cornered Mike Johnson, and Mike Johnson was very dismissive, and I can't. But he was also admitting that maybe Trump is losing it.
Okay, yeah,
so
maybe.
So let's listen to this.
Yesterday, Democratic Congresswoman Madeline Dean confronted Speaker Mike Johnson in front of the cameras and said what a lot of people are thinking, that Donald Trump is unwell.
The president is unhinged. He is unwell.
What are you doing? A lot of folks on your side are too. I don't control.
Oh my God! Please, that performance in front of the generals. That
I didn't see it.
Is so dangerous. You know I serve on foreign affairs and appropriations. Yeah. It's a collision of those two things. Our allies are looking elsewhere. Our enemies are laughing.
I just left.
You
the
have a president
summit.
Who is. You have a president who is unwell.
That's right. Very unwell. And he said, well,
he's
you,
just
you know, unwell people on your side of the aisle, too.
I didn't see it. I was in a meeting.
Yeah, but that's
sure.
Right. I
really?
Didn't see it.
Okay.
I am so tired of that excuse from the Republicans. But to avoid commentary,
right.
They said, well, I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
I didn't read that. I'll have to check into
that. I know
what
you're talking about.
Let's get to the political girl. She has a great comment. And this is in regards to J.D. Vance's refusal to give emergency services to immigrants who are injured. Listen,
this is a Democrat talking point. They say we're not actually trying to give health care benefits
26.
To illegal aliens, and here's why it's not.
Is that it?
No, that is
give
not.
Give me a sec.
Okay.
We've got another cut I want to get to eventually. Rick,
oh, yes.
Who's talking about how the Democrats are handling the shutdown.
Yeah, yeah.
But
we'll get to that. All right, let's go to here.
So J.D. Vance just went on Fox News and lied his face off. Listen to this, and I'm going to be back to explain.
Yeah, so this is a Democrat talking point. They say we're not actually trying to give health care benefits to illegal aliens, and here's why it's not true. There are two Biden-era programs that explicitly gave the taxpayer health care money to illegal aliens that we turned off when President Trump took over in January. Program number one is there's a lot of emergency health care at hospitals that are provided to illegal aliens. That was funded by the federal government. We turned off that funding because, of course, we want American citizens to benefit from those hospital services, not to be taxed, and then to have those hospital services go to illegal aliens.
So in 1986, President Reagan signed a federal law called EMTALA, EMTALA. It mandated hospitals take care of any person that comes into their emergency rooms. It didn't say legal or illegal, just person. So if someone was in a giant car accident, they're bleeding out, no one's asking them for their passport. EMTALA required emergency rooms and hospitals provided treatment regardless of the patient's ability to pay or their immigration status. Meaning if you're a visitor to this country or a tourist and you have an accident or a medical emergency, you are also eligible to receive care. What JD is talking about turning off is the payment the federal government made to emergency rooms and hospitals for the treatment of these people as mandated by the law.
That's right.
So Thanks to J.D. and Donald's administration, hospitals are now forced to eat the costs of that federal requirement, which means they are forced to pass those costs along to us, the consumer,
higher
the
prices.
People with insurance, the citizens of this country, for what the government is no longer paying them back for.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't save us any money. They just made a terrible system even worse. But this has nothing to do with what the Democrats are fighting for, and J.D. knows it. We don't just let people die in ERs in America. But the Democrats aren't fighting about that. They are fighting to preserve the health care of citizens who are going to lose their coverage due to skyrocketing costs that were engineered by the Republican Party. The Republicans cut Medicaid, which affects Medicare, and people with private insurance. They are closing rural hospitals, which only makes urban hospitals more crowded and understaffed. They took federal funding that paid for EMTALA, and now they are refusing to extend the federal tax incentives to offset the ACA costs so people will no longer be able to afford their insurance. They are putting tariffs on pharmaceutical drugs, all of which will kill people. And the Democrats are like, hey man, we should be a cooler country than that. Maybe our people shouldn't be dying of treatable illnesses or bleeding out in the streets while we brag that we're the hottest and best country in the world. And the Republicans are like, nah, f*** that. Americans can die for all we care.
That's right.
But let us be sure to send billions of dollars to Argentina and Israel. Both countries that have universal health care.
All right.
Okay.
Good comment. Yes. And prices going up, up, up. And that's what they're doing to the American public.
Mm-hmm. 6:59. We've got news straight ahead. Then we'll check in with...
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government is still shut down and could stay that way for a while. There is no movement on compromise, but there is a budget vote expected in the Senate today that is likely to fail. Police in Manchester, England say one of the two people killed in the synagogue attack yesterday was accidentally killed by police. A massive fire at a Chevron oil facility in El Segundo, California, south of L.A. ABC's Trevor Ault has more on the intense flames.
Firefighters rushing to the scene in El Segundo, California around 9:30 last night, trying to tackle that gigantic blaze. Several fires burning within the facility.
Yeah, we have heavy flames showing from the refinery.
Towering flames and billowing smoke turning the night sky red. The inferno could be seen for miles.
Today is sentencing day for Sean Diddy Combs in New York. He is expected to address the court and apologize. Prosecutors are asking he receive 11-year sentence. This is ABC News.